I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. McCormick, shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Hi there, Gordon Howell from the Attic and Harlequin in York, and also the Northern Academy, which is an accredited, authorised training programme, which is all about coffee.
I never knew there was so much in making a cup of coffee.
There is. It's all part of... We are an independent academy, but we are part of the Speciality Coffee Association of Europe, who have accredited courses and a platform for people to learn the art of coffee across other areas as well as barista elements, so like buying coffee, green selection, sensory cupping, and they all formulate what they call as the coffee diploma system. And each element of the course, depending on its level, will accredit a certain amount of points to that end diploma.
So tell us the qualifications then of someone like yourself who sets up a school in coffee making.
First of all, we take the approach that we run coffee shops. Myself, there's also John Skinner, who is the longest standing coffee trainer in the UK and has been doing the art of training since 1995. And ourselves, we have learnt the art of making coffee from doing it day to day. But I also wanted to take my knowledge further with regards to competing. And when you compete, you learn, you associate yourself with people that are also competing and you constantly learn. So I did that for 4 years, was Northern Barista Champion in 2012, finished in the top 10 for 3 years running. And then last year I became a judge because, again, I wanted to learn more, and then represented the UK in Nice this year and came third in the world.
God. Okay, so, Gordon, you know your coffee.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, well, hang on a minute, a coffee. You stick the beans in, you grind them up, you add the water, jobs are good.
It can be that simple, and a lot of coffee shops do go down that route, not really knowing the choice of coffee. It comes in branded, they throw the beans into a grinder, don't really understand the grinder that they have, how to set it up, and then they put through a machine. So it's like most things, that you have to invest in knowledge about buying and sourcing the right beans. How long have they rested? They gas after roasting, they degas. And for espresso, you really need to leave it seven days minimum to 14 days. And then it's at its peak of being ready to be made into espresso.
That. Well, I'm learning something. I've learned something already.
Hi, I'm John Skinner. I've been the longest established barista trainer in Britain now for 15 years. And today we're going to take these people through where coffee came from, the different types of coffee, how the grinder works, the machine works, making perfect espresso, and being able to texture some milk. Because that's all we actually do.
Well, yeah, that's it. It's making a cup of coffee. But what actually is impressive about everyone in this room is the passion they have, A, to be here, and secondly, to impart that in a cup of coffee.
I think the thing that I find most incredible about coffee is that every time I think I've got my head around it, somebody else comes up with something else and we just alter something else. And just to be around this number of people, they'll be, you know, the people on the course will be throwing things in and we'll be bouncing off that. And the whole thing is an enormous entity and it's just very exciting.
My name's Dylan George and I'm here from Miller's Yard in York. I've been running a coffee shop there for six years, but I feel like this is a great opportunity to work with somebody as experienced as John and Gordon. You can make a good coffee, but there's making an excellent coffee, and that's what I'm here to do today.
Some would say that's above and beyond the calling of a person making a cup of coffee. I mean, 6 years' experience of making coffee, what is there to learn?
Oh, there's a lot to learn, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to learn, because it's very complex, the flavours, and to bring them out right, to get the fruit notes, and, you know, it's very satisfying. It's a satisfying experience to be able to make it and serve it, but it's, you know, it's very rewarding to actually sit back and enjoy it as well.
I'm Deirdre Stables, and I'm an owner, partner of Rosie's Coffee and Tea Room in High Peak, Derbyshire.
So how did you hear about the course?
Through the Specialty Coffee Association of Europe, they recommended, and also I wanted to stay in the north. and utilise the experience of northern coffee professionals.
Which you are one. I mean, this, I'm staggered that people with a fair bit of experience in the trade already are coming to learn more, which, I mean, it bodes well for drinking coffee in the north.
Yeah, I don't consider myself having vast experience. I do make coffees, but... You know, you can get a basic training when you get your coffee machine or you buy your coffee from other producers. And to learn how to learn, make and produce a really good cup of coffee, you have to go to the experts. And you have to have a love for it, I think.
And Alex, I think you come furthest of all today.
Yeah, hello. My name is Alex and I came from Dublin. This is vital in my business to be a good barista, to learn how to do a good espresso. I'm passionate about it and I want to provide the best service and the best coffee, and that's why I want to learn from the best.